It's here and now. In his more than three decades of making music, Englishman Billy Bragg is probably best known for political, often left-leaning songs like this one. It's called Help Save the Youth of America, and it's from Bragg's 1986 album Talking with the Taxman About Poetry. But he's also a writer of songs about relationships and heartbreak. And on Tooth and Nail, his first CD in 5 years, Billy Bragg thoroughly mines both.
Here are the photos that I keep. Here's the empty bed where I lay my head to sleep.
That's Swallow My Pride off of Billy Bragg's new CD, Tooth and Nail. It comes out a little later this month, and Billy Bragg joins us from London to talk about it. Billy, welcome.
Hello, Sasha.
Billy, you have said that the inspiration for these songs was a Twitter comment from someone who said they were getting over a breakup by listening to your music, and they called you in the tweet the Sherpa of heartbreak. Now, for people who aren't familiar with your work, how do you explain that description?
Well, it sort of made me think of someone who was trying to get over the hill of heartbreak, if you will, and my song's kind of helping them do the heavy lifting. So I kind of like that. I mean, I do, as you mentioned, get sort of mentioned as a political songwriter, but generally by people who haven't really listened to my output over the last 30 years, because anyone who's done will know I wrote as many songs about relationships as I have about the world.
Exactly. There are a lot of songs about love. You know, we just heard that one called Swallow My Pride, but I want to ask you about that one because it has lyrics that say things like, get back home to you even though you make me blue, or I know your love for me is deep, but I'm the man who makes you cry yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
In that sense, is that a love song about, if not dysfunctional relationships, then at least complicated relationships?
Well, it's about the struggle to maintain relationships, Sasha. You know, particularly, you know, in a long-term relationship, and I've been in a relationship with my partner now for over 20 years. We have our ups and downs, but we're committed to each other, so we, you know, time comes when there is some turbulence, we struggle to get back together again. And to talk about that struggle, I think, is as valid to talk about the struggle to change the world.
If I want you back again, then I know what I must do. Got to swallow my pride and get back.
Your CD that's about to come out was coming together during what you've said was a tough time for you. You know, you were feeling disillusioned with the music business and not sure it had a place for a mid-50s singer-songwriter like you. And then in 2011, your mom died. So these were tough circumstances in which to put this together.
They were. It was really the record industry that I was having a problem with. The music industry is thriving. I've been doing gigs in the last 5 years all over the world. The record industry has changed so much, the viability of putting out records. You know, there is no big record label knocking on my door asking me to make records. So if I was to make another, the amount of blood and treasure that I'd have to commit to it is quite considerable. So in some ways I was thinking, you know, is there another way to do this, more like a cottage industry? And then, you know, as you mentioned, my mum passed away, and I think anything that happens like that to you, you've got to think about what you're doing, where you are in your life, you know, what things are important to you. And I guess after the whole process of, you know, mum passing away and me and my brother sorting through a house where we grew up, and I came out of that with a sense that I really should engage again with the record industry. Not because of anything that happened to mum, the record really isn't about that, but I needed to focus on something. I needed to grasp onto something, commit to something. There was a void, understandably, after mum passed away. And so the record became my way of getting past that, of coming out the other side of it, coming up for air.
And you did pay a tribute to your mom in the CD, because the very first track is called January Song. And I want us to listen to a little of that.
I'm so tired of being wired, but there's so much that I have to do. Tidy up the place for Monday when she's buried in a dancing shoe.
The song's really about starting anew, about picking yourself up, dusting yourself down. And oddly, you know, that line about the dancing shoes was the very last line I wrote on the very last day It kind of came in from, I don't know where from, I don't know where these things come from. But I was so pleased just to have got that little mention in there, that touch base with Mum on that. It means a lot to me. And it just seemed to round off the record perfectly. And then Joe Henry, who produced the record, when he put the tracks in order, he happened to put January's song first, and it was just so fitting.
One of the things, one of the new approaches you took to this CD about to come out is that you basically did it live. You didn't do any vocal retakes or overdubs. How did that change the recording experience for you?
Well, I mean, normally the way I work is I record with the band, but I do what we call scratch vocal, where I just think more about what I'm playing and what I'm singing, and it's only subsequently that I come back and do a vocal that's more focused, which is not the best way to work. I mean, it does allow me to tweak the lyrics. I'm a dreadful tweaker. But doing it live was, I think that came about because Joe recognised that over the last few years, my voice has dropped.
As you've aged, that's happened.
As I've got older, really, and which is beautiful for me because it's made my voice more malleable. I can get it to do what I want it to do now. And Joe picked up on that. The first song we recorded was Woody Guthrie's I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. And Joe was like, well, you know, that's a great take. You know, we should just do these live. And, of course, that gave me so much confidence.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard for me, no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
There's a really fun song on your new album called Handyman Blues.
Yeah, my partner's not laughing.
The partner you live with, exactly.
Yeah.
Because the lyrics are all about the things you can't do.
Useless,
you know?
How useless I am domestically. Yeah, fortunately, Juliet, my partner, unfortunately rather, she's a really... She earned a living for a while as an interior designer. And I can't even put a picture hook up straight.
Don't be expecting me to put up shelves or build a garden shed. But I can write a song that tells the world how much I love you instead.
Is the idea that there is another way to build a happy home than with hammers and nails, and it can be with love and with musical beauty?
That's my cop-out, yeah. This song is kind of sung from behind my newspaper on a Saturday morning while I'm working my way through the sports pages and the op-eds. So what's going on there is, again, it's about the long-term domestic commitment to one another. I can't do that, sweetheart, much as I love you. But I can hear, look, I can do this. I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to tell everybody how much I love you.
So accept me for what I am and cherish
exactly.
The things I am.
Exactly. It's the old Popeye thing. I am what I am.
And Billy, by the way, the title of your new CD, Tooth and Nail, where does that title come from?
Well, really, it's about a struggle. You know, it's about a fight. But that can also be about relationships as well as being about politics. I mean, people do say I'm a political songwriter, but really, I'm just writing about the things that really get my goat. Now, sometimes that can be the government, but other times it can be something that's happened a bit closer to home, and I've got to get this out of my system. I've got to get it out on paper.
Billy Bragg, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sasha.
Tomorrow's going to be a better day. We're going to make it that way.
Billy Bragg's CD, Tooth and Nail, will be released in the U.S. on March 19th. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again tomorrow, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.